CliffCentral.com.
All right, let's do this. Let's get cracking. It is what is today? What is it? Wednesday, right? Wednesday. All right, let's go.
Wednesday.
Very nice. All right, here he is. It's Ryan and it's Mash. They're both there in the studio in Johannesburg. I am in the studio in my house, and we are live. It is ready to go. Rack 'em up. Let's go, bitches. All right. How you doing, Mash? I hardly spoke to you yesterday. I kind of saw you like as I walked out. I'd got a meeting and you were busy with other stuff. How you doing? What's news with you?
Gareth, I am feeling amazing. My skin is glowing. I am just on clouds right now.
Oh, the blood cleanse. Is this what you're talking about?
Look, the proof the proof is in the frame. The proof is in the frame. Oh, yeah. This product actually works. It actually does.
Let's just really going to kick off the show with this. Like,
yeah, I think we are.
I think we are too, Ryan.
So LeBang told us yesterday on the show that Mash is doing this blood cleanse stuff. I don't know. He's been told by his significant other he's got to do it. So you don't even have an option here, right? You were kind of forced into this.
No, I wasn't forced into it. As much as LeBang made it sound like that, I definitely was not forced into it. So, my significant other has been using this stuff and it actually works. So basically what this stuff does is, instead of drinking as much water. So let's be honest. None of us are drinking 8 liters of water per day as we're supposed to. So let's start there. None of us are. So
I think I get close to 8 liters of water. I do about 6 a day.
Yeah, I'm about that close.
Ryan, why are you lying? Ryan only drinks Coca-Cola. This is a fact. This man has never drank water since we've known him. So actually, this is for someone like you, Ryan. This product is for someone exactly like you. And basically, this product, I would say it supplements water. So it cleans out your kidneys, cleans out whatever crap is in your blood without you having to drink so much water. You still drink the water.
Yeah, what did you two have for lunch yesterday? Because I was walking up behind you as I went to the car to go to this meeting, and you'd just gone to get lunch. What did you both have? Because I don't see either of you as eating healthy food either. I'm sorry. I've seen how much takeout shit is brought into that office, especially by Ryan.
Ryan is the king of takeout in our office. Ryan has Popeyes, Burger King, pizza. Yesterday he was having pizza. Him and Khomolemo decided to get some pizza special. I was disgusted.
The thing is, guys, I have a job to do here. I don't have time to cook here, you know? Don't have time to do any of that. So anything that's quick.
Ryan, don't get all sensitive. Everybody knows you work hard. Don't get all sensitive. We're just saying that you eat a lot of shit as well, which I think is a fair point, right, Mash?
That is a very fair point. Pertaining to Ryan in particular, he eats a lot of crap. But this product definitely works. I'm just going to read you some of the benefits so you guys can actually hear them for yourself. So I have the product right here. It's called Skin and Blood Cleanser. And let me read you some of this. It says, purifies the blood and beautifies your skin. It says, helps with pimples, itchy skin, and detoxifies and promotes more oxygen flow in your blood for the benefit of your skin. So this product has been working wonders for me. My skin is looking absolutely amazing at the moment. And I'm glad to use it.
Are these guys paying you for this?
Nobody's paying me. I can even read you. Actually, let me read you the ingredients so you guys can proper.
Hold on. But before you do that, Mash.
What?
I'm going to ask some of the questions that a lot of people have in the comments here. Firstly, how do you do this? Because you need to break it down. Is it like a cough mixture thing that you do, or is it like do you mix it with some sort of water or something, or how does it work?
So basically you just take one spoon, you shake it well and take one tablespoon after a meal. That is it.
So it's like castor oil.
It's not like castor oil because it doesn't have the taste. It just tastes like something that you put in your water for rehydration. But I'm gonna read you some of the ingredients because I think I've been seeing people's comments on social media. I don't comment back. I don't say anything. I've been seeing what people are saying. People saying that Bona Mesh is out here with the dirt. And that's why I need to clarify that. So some of the ingredients on here include aloe ferox. I don't know what that is. Kelp.
That's like That's made up bullshit. Kelp is seaweed, okay?
Yes. Brewer's yeast, ferrous sulfate, ginseng, and folic acid.
Ginseng is a kind of a food additive. All right. And then what was the last one? Folic acid.
Yes, folic acid is the last one.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like, you know, rehydrate, something that you put in your water to just add some extra hydration properties. It tastes like that. It just has a watery taste with a bit of sodium in it. That is it.
Right.
Is it mooty? Is it like, does it contain human body parts and shit as well?
Not that I know of.
second question. Where does one buy something like this? Because it cannot be in a valid, like, Dischem store.
No, there's no way. Absolutely.
I do not know where one buys it.
Is it a side of the road thing? Is it like...
I don't know. I really don't know where one buys it. But there's a shop somewhere. It was bought for me. So there's a shop somewhere out there that sells it. So
I'm sorry, Mash. I'm just getting red flags everywhere.
Ryan, I don't know.
Mash, you are like the kind of person who will you'll be the first one at like high school to take drugs, and then, you know, people will say, well, what? How did that happen? Because Mash is so intelligent. And you'll be like, no, but the advantages here are great, and it's worth it, and you'd be talking other people into it. And I got to agree with Ryan. I think you've been pressured into drinking some really dangerous shit here.
I was not pressured into it, Gareth. I promise I definitely wasn't. But you're kind of right. I will be the first person to take drugs in high school.
You would definitely, and I think you would do a lot for love. Like, you would be pressured into doing crazy shit for love. So even if you say you're not pressured, I think that maybe you were pressured.
You see, Lebang introducing this product in that way is why you guys think that. Lebang should have just said, look, Mash is drinking a product that's making his skin glow, quite literally. And it works. It works. The proof is in the pudding. I'm going to give you all a spoon. Just, Mash, you know, no, form a line.
I'm not taking no spoon.
We're good.
I don't want to smell any of that shit. Sorry. And by the way, it didn't take Lebang to introduce it for it to be like that. It was just... As soon as I saw it, I had questions brewing. Firstly, Mash, read what's on that label, please.
I did.
On the other side. Read the other side.
What does it say? Oh, there's another side that he's left out?
There's another
on
side
purpose?
That he's left out. It's literally all the warning signs. Go, Mash, read it.
Okay, this is warning. Keep out of reach of children. Do not exceed the recommended dose. Not to be taken by pregnant and breastfeeding women. No medical claims are made. This unregistered medicine has not been evaluated by SAHPRA for its quality, safety, intended use. This medicine is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cause, or cure rather, any illness or disease.
This is dangerous shit. That's telling you this is
all over it.
It's been a witch. Basically, a witch has been brewing this in a cauldron somewhere. That's what
I'm saying. And Gareth, it's a white color. Is it white? It's white, right?
Yeah, it's yellow.
That's even worse.
There's an old lady in a forest with a huge big pot, and she's stirring the pot, and she's going while she's doing it, while she's mixing ashes. Shit, I'm telling you.
But that's what that is. Work. Please, everyone, just give it a shot.
No, but Mash, genuinely, right. Why do you need your blood cleansed if it's internal? How does it work?
Mash,
what's the point of it?
I said this to Lebang yesterday. You have this organ, you have two of them actually in your body, called kidneys, that their whole job is to clean your blood.
But there's still lots of toxins in your blood. There's still lots of stuff that they can't clean out. So this helps, this assists your kidneys more than anything.
Like what?
Like just toxins.
George says, and I think a lot of people agree, you should just come out and say it, that it's actually cranberry juice. Because it looks like
like the bottle is red, but the product inside is yellow. But it definitely works. And I see even in the comments, I saw someone say, look, Mash actually does look amazing. So it
I don't think that's got to do with the serum, though.
All right. It's Bronyan. Bronyan Bukes is like, don't listen to the Mash. It's already making you glow, shining bright like a diamond. So the product actually works. Sure. It actually does what
he finds the one. They're like 100 comments and he finds the one which supports his case. this is typical Twitter behavior. You know, you see all these people are like, oh no, I don't do that stuff. That's not right. And then, you know, they'll find the one person on Twitter who agrees with them. And in this case, it's like the one person who thinks Mash is looking. I mean, you look exactly the same to me as you did last week.
I look.
And the week before that.
well, thank you. But also, it actually works. And this is not the only product that I'm taking. There was actually another product that I've been taking for quite some time now, called Jixmer. It also does the trick. It's actually part of the reason why I lost so much weight.
A garage oil for your car.
No, this one you can actually buy at Food Lovers Market. And basically it's a black, it comes in a big bottle and it's black. Mash. And just take a spoon.
I'm sorry, you should never buy healthcare products from a Food Lovers Market.
Why not?
It's in the name. It's Food Lovers Market. It's got nothing to do with...
Guy walks in with a packet of... You see, I just actually don't think either of you are in a... I'm not the healthiest person in the world either, but really to take... Health advice from either of you is just probably the worst idea.
Taking health advice from Ryan is the worst
idea.
Well,
actually, no, that's a lie because at home, I have to live the healthiest lifestyle because of my dad's recent, liver issue. We've had to make complete lifestyle change. So literally every night, it's like vegetables or let's chicken.
No wonder you top up on bullshit when you get to the office.
Ryan is the most unhealthiest person I've ever met.
Okay, Mash, now you just crossing
the line. He eats Popeyes, eats takeaways like nobody's business. So.
You two calm down. What we've realized is that you both, and by the way, you know, even if the stuff is useless and it does nothing and it doesn't do any harm, it's probably just, if you think it's doing you good, then you'll believe it. Your body gets better. You know, it's that placebo thing that they talk about, the placebo effect. Anyway, George, you know, George Meany, actually, he shouldn't talk. He's like telling people to drink espresso, Disprin, and cayenne pepper. He says I wouldn't do that either. It doesn't sound so good for you. I just basically, I'm not going to take health advice. After what we learned from COVID, even doctors I'm looking at suspiciously. So, I'm not in any hurry to try any shit.
Yeah. No, but then it's different for me because especially in terms of this product in particular, when your significant other is a doctor, it's a bit different because they actually understand and know the ingredients .
Are you saying that this is a doctor that told you this, not just your partner?
They are in medicine. They're in the medical field. So, I had to trust it.
But they're not some kind of like herbal doctor. They're not one of those, what do they call them?
Homeopathy or.
Homeopathy.
That was the one pronounced. I feel like Kevin Hart at that event.
Homeopath. Yeah.
All right.
Homeopath.
Mm-hmm. I meant to ask you two about this. I saved this for today. So have either of you heard about these revenge songs that apparently Shakira's got one for her ex, and the other one is obviously Taylor Swift. She's constantly writing revenge songs. And then I heard that this week there's also Miley Cyrus. There's that song of hers, which is a revenge song. It's called Flowers, I think.
Flowers.
Yeah.
You know about this, right? I'm not making this up. They are revenge songs.
It's a real thing. Miley Cyrus went all the way with it, even for the music video.
Yeah.
She filmed the music video in her ex's place.
Yeah, I like the song. It just sounds like she's very bitter and twisted. Is this a new thing that these people basically just sit there and spend hours and hours writing songs about how they wish they were still with their ex? Shouldn't they move on?
This is the in thing at the moment. So I mean with music at the moment, it's about just portraying your emotions. If someone hurt you, you better share that. I mean, Beyonce made a whole album about how Jay-Z cheated on her. So this is the in thing at the moment, and it just gives your music some texture. You know, it just gives it something that people can talk about, as opposed to it just being, oh, here's my new song, dance, and then, you know, dance and go home. It gives it a bit of flavor.
Do you? Yeah, but I mean, in the case of Beyonce and Jay-Z, they're still together at least. But this, she was with what, Liam Hemsworth, Miley Cyrus, and she apparently even has backgrounds of like the place that they had before. They used to have a house together and burnt down, and it's like there's a lot of leftover shit on the floor there. Those two need to get on with their lives. Or she needs to move on, right?
They should just be called wah songs.
Wah.
Wah. Yeah. I'm telling you, this wah is, that should be the word of the year. And it's only February. I've been using it for ages, but other people are just cracking on now. I mean, it came up on Monday, it came up yesterday. Wah. It's the best word in the English dictionary. Wah. When someone is being. Is. Right, when someone's being stupid or pathetic, or they're emotional and they need to get their heads out of their asses, you just go wah, and it does all the work for you, right? Don't you think?
It's great. I was trying to watch that full episode yesterday. I've been like trying to find it, but it's, I've only been seeing snippets of that South Park episode, but it's so funny.
I can't find that episode. I'm on Amazon Prime, but Amazon Prime wants me to pay to watch South Park. But I'm like, I'm already paying a subscription.
If you have a VPN, you can watch it on their website.
Okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get a VPN.
Oh, look at you guys cheating. it's getting a VPN is cheating, right? I mean, I know that it's a virtual private network, so it's actually security for your home internet or whatever. But how does that help you to pirate Amazon stuff?
No, it's not. So it doesn't help you pirate. It's basically, it puts you in another location. You can pick where you want to be. And then you can get all of that. So like, for example, if you go on the website, it'll think that you're in the US and then you can watch it.
Okay. That's interesting. Sounds like I'm watching another tech review YouTube video. They're all sponsored by VPN.
Yeah, they are. Right. Those VPN people are all over the internet sponsoring stuff. They should be sponsoring stuff here on this show.
Absolutely.
Listen, there's a story about this guy in Massachusetts in America who apparently he killed his wife. Now he's on trial. And they found his Google search results. He went on the kid's iPad and he looked up stuff like, how do you get rid of the smell of a dead body? How long does a body smell for? Can I use this stuff to decompose a body? Can I put baking soda on something to make the smell go away? And so he's going to be found guilty. I mean, because all of this info is exactly what you would look up if you'd killed someone, right? He's claiming he's not guilty, but it sounds to me like all of this stuff is exactly what you would Google. And it made me think, like, you know how funny it would be to go to a friend's house and while they're out of the room, you like talk to their Alexa and you tell it, hey, you know, how do I look? And you ask it to look up all of these things. and then if anybody goes through their search history, they'll think they're a murderer. And you just do this to all your friends. You just go there and you ask it questions about like dead bodies and things. And then you don't ever say anything. You just leave the house and, you know, eventually something's going to come up. Someone's going to say, why is this person asking all these dead body questions? I think it would be hilarious.
Then you just confess the day, you know, 10 years later, they're still in prison. Pay them a visit and you just confess to them and say, oh yeah, I was just messing around with your Alexa that day.
There was a similar story like this a couple of years ago. I'll never forget. It was so funny. So in Australia, what the guys would do is when they wanted to pay their friends as references, they would put like strip club names or brothel names, and some of them got denied like housing loans because of it or like all this or like drug money or stuff like that, and then the banks would check out the references and deny them loans. So they were saying, please stop doing that because it's not going to be good for you going ahead.
Well, I was telling one of our clients who came to visit us the other day. I was like, well, we moved to a much better neighborhood now, because I used to always tell people where we were in Rivonia. I was like, well, we're behind those, the Chinese, I would say, you know, the China Mall. I'd say we're behind, and we've got teasers here and we've got the Grand over there. So it was strippers and Chinese shops basically in our previous location. Now where we are, it's like, oh, the U.S. Embassy and Discovery and, you know, all these fancy Fenton places.
City Mall.
Mm. Yeah. Now we've definitely moved on up like the Jeffersons. Like a much
absolutely.
We got a deluxe apartment now as opposed to the shitty neighborhood of Romania with all the potholes and the Chinese shops that sell things for like 50 Rand, for, you know, like a jungle gym for your kids. It'll collapse in like 3 days. And the strip clubs and like hookers on the corner at like 5 a.m. when you come into work, sticking their leg out into the road. And we've got a much better neighborhood now, don't you think?
Don't forget about that club that was across the road.
Which one? Yeah.
There was a, yeah.
The
was,
beach.
No, the beach was a different one. I think it was Madison's.
Oh, yes.
I remember there were stories. I think it was you were telling me, Gareth, about Flax. When you guys had a couple parties there or whatever, and Flax would literally go to the party and then come across the road for work.
You'd sleep on that sofa in our office.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Whoa.
I even did that once. Like about a year into Cliff Central, we had a big party across there that was, it was our event. And I didn't want to go home at like 12:30, 1 o'clock, get an Uber. So I just came across the road because my car was parked at our office, and I had slept on that sofa in my office for like an hour or two. And then I got into the car and I went home. I was like, I'm not going to do that.
I can't remember the last time I did such. Actually, I do remember a few weeks ago.
I knew it wasn't too far back for you.
Yeah, it wasn't too. It was actually the party we went to. And I actually ended up just taking a nap in my car because I was out of it. I was completely out of it. And it was those parties where in the morning you wake up, there's pictures that you don't remember taking. I just woke up with stacks of money in my lap that I actually remembered. Yeah, I remember later on, there was actually a couple who just kept throwing money at me at that party. What did they want?
I mean, why would someone throw money at you? Were they trying to take you home and have sex with you?
I don't know. I am not too sure why, but the couple, it was actually a husband and wife, and they were very polite, and they kept feeding me drinks. They're like, are you good? No, you're not good. I'm getting you more drinks. They got me like 3 drinks in a row. And then they're like, let's take shots. And they just kept throwing money at me. And they were like, yeah, you're coming with us, right? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Next thing you know, I just woke up in my car.
You're lucky you didn't get roofied.
Yeah. Actually, I really am.
Well, I mean, it's possible he did, but he just enjoyed the trip.
It sounds like they were off you. Yeah, I mean, listen, here's some news, some breaking news for anybody. You probably don't have to roofie Mash. I mean, if you know, you just have to ask.
That's true. You just have to ask. You don't have to roofie me. But
at least you did the right thing and you went and slept in the car where it was safe. I was talking to someone on, when was it, on Friday or on Saturday? I can't even remember. And they were saying to me that they had a similar thing happen at a festival. Someone did put something in their drink. And then they went into one of those portaloos and they sat on the portaloo and they fell asleep in there. And you know how gross those things are? I mean, they're like they're dirty. It's disgusting. Anyway, he locked himself in there and then he had a sleep in there until like 4 in the morning.
That sounds like a good plan. That sounds like a good plan.
But I mean, surely there are people around who will try to clean it and all the rest of it. And if you're locked in there for more than an hour, they're going to call somebody, surely. You would think, right?
I'd imagine so. But in most cases, they don't really care until the club is closed or until the venue is closed. So even if the toilet is closed all evening, they're just like, look, somebody's getting their freak on in there. We've heard such stories before. People get their freak on in toilets. You don't want to bother them, especially at clubs and so forth. So,
well, Congo Chris says you could just put the roofies in a bottle called blood cleanser and Mash will drink it.
Here we go.
It's true, right? Anybody goes and searches Mash's search history, they'll see like, how do I look young and beautiful for longer? And, you know, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of us all? That kind of thing. That's what you
get. And Jigsma will show up. Blood and skin cleanser will show up. These products work, is what I can say. I'm going to bring some, leave them in the office for everyone to try.
Yeah, sure. I think you're working for these guys. Secretly, I think this is your side hustle.
I am not.
The way you I'm telling you.
Because I've seen the results for myself, and I want everybody to experience these results as well and feel as amazing as I do.
He sounds like one of those Herbalife women who come and knocking on your door and like, oh, hi, we're from Herbalife.
The Herbalife people have gotten desperate. They're now coming your DMs and start flirting with you. And
once
they're like, oh, I also sell Herbalife, by the way. And you're like, ah, okay, I will buy because you're like so cute and you're like flirting with me. Wow. It's always some girl with abs and stuff like that. So yeah, they had to level up. They had to level up their strategy as well.
Nico says he's fallen asleep on the throne once. I couldn't sleep on a toilet. No, no,
I don't know how you did that.
Like, that's got to be one of the most difficult places to fall asleep. It's like an airplane seat's even more comfortable than a toilet.
Everything's more comfortable than a toilet. And I actually know someone who once fell asleep in the toilet. And they were, where were we? I think, I can't remember where we were, but they literally fell asleep. And I actually had to jump over to get them out. And I was like, dude, what are you doing?
You had to climb over the stall?
Yeah, I had to climb over the stall to get them out of the toilet. Because they were completely out. They were like, oh, you know, I'm just going to go pee. And this dude was like, he just sat down to pee and he just never woke up.
Oof. That's not a great place to fall asleep. First of all, because anyone can get to you. I mean, how hard is it to break into one of those toilets or even a portaloo? The lock is like a plastic thing, right? It's not a...
Exactly.
It's also dangerous if you're out, by the way. Back when I used to go to my to clubs with friends of mine who used to be DJs there, if you were in the bathroom for long enough, they'd think you're doing cocaine, and so then the bodyguards would come and like try and kick you out.
What clubs are you going to where they think you're doing cocaine? Hey, when I rent it, some of the places you go to really concern me.
Says the guy who goes to places where you take off all your clothes and walk around like there's nothing weird going. Sure.
Yeah, sorry, Mash. You know,
Mash. Yeah. Mash, I don't know what, like in his head, he separates his own behavior from everyone else's, and he's always got something to say about someone else's, but he forgets that he's done way weirder and more bizarre things.
He's got a thing called main character syndrome.
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's what he has. So here's the funny thing, right? I'm most scared of those portaloos because I think I've seen too many of those comedy movies where people pick up the portaloo with like a crane and they load it onto a truck and take it away. So I'm just shit scared while I'm in there, even if it's just to pee or to wash my hands or whatever. I'm always terrified that someone's going to lift the portaloo up and take it away. And I'll like, when I walk out of the door, I'm going to be in a totally different place.
Jeez. No, I don't think that's something you should be worrying about, especially in this country. I mean, who has the time and a crane?
I was going to say the resources. Yeah.
The resources to do such. But
don't tell me that wouldn't be a great prank. If someone fell asleep in a portaloo and you loaded it onto a truck and you took it to a totally different province, and then when they woke up there the next morning and they're like, oh God, where am I? And they walk out and there's just like a lake and a, you know, there's no other people. And they're like, where the hell am I? How did I end up here? That would be hilarious. That would be the best prank ever.
That would be very terrifying, more than anything.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
But also, I wanted to find out, speaking of Ryan's friends and them going out and people doing coke in the toilets, y'all go to funny places, Ryan. But I want to find out how to deal with friends who are flakers. Flakers as in friends who partake in planning So whenever you plan something, they are invested. They're there. They're like, listen, I'm going to be part of this planning. I'm going to go there with you, friend. Let's plan. Let's go to Thailand together. Let's go to Durban together. Let's do these activities. Let's go roller skating. And they partake in the planning, every single inch of the planning. We even make a group chat.
Yep.
And then when the day arrives, when we're supposed to do the activity, when we're supposed to go to treetop adventures or roller skating or even bowling, it's not high level stuff. There's always excuses. There's always stories, story time every single time. So I want to find out from the audience and as well as you guys, how do you deal with such people? Do you cut, well, without cutting them off, of course, because I mean,
well, I'll speak about this with experience. I've got a friend. Every time I make an arrangement with this dude, he on the day has some bullshit to cancel. And he's got like the most severe FOMO in the whole world. So wherever you are, whatever you've planned, even if it's an amazing thing, like, you know, it's some kind of a party with all the other people that we know, or it's someone's birthday or whatever, this guy's always got some bullshit. And then, you know, he can't make it, or, oh, it's too far, or, oh, no, I don't think I want to do this anymore. Oh, I'm already drunk, or like, there's always some nonsense. He's just disorganized, if you ask me, but he's also got terrible FOMO. Like, he always feels wherever he is, he could be somewhere else instead. You know, that kind of person.
Yes. And it's part of the age we're living in now, the social media age. And it happens quite often. So I have friends who are always flaking on me, like all the time. And then when I do things without them, I go to premieres, movie premieres, I do all kinds of fun things. They're like, why didn't you bring me along? Why wasn't I top of mind? But it's like, cause you never make it to anything, literally anything. I can't even invite you into my house because you never make it. You're just flaky.
Yeah.
So
I hate that.
Such people, I believe that the best thing, I personally believe the possibly best thing that you could do for them is to just keep inviting them, and let them actually dig their own grave. So keep inviting them, let them disappoint you a couple of times, and just save screenshots. So next time when they're like, oh, why didn't you invite me to this? Just send screenshots. Just be like, look, he flaked like 15 different times. Here are all the chats. Here are all your excuses. You went blind one weekend. You did this, the other. So I had to stop inviting you. I had to stop inviting you and just invite other people who are willing and able to. You know,
I have to tell you guys, I'm very excited. My take a lot order that I made at 2 a.m. yesterday is arriving today. I mean, it's a 1 day delivery. I don't even know what I've ordered. I went through the list with Lebang yesterday. I was surprised because I woke up and I couldn't get back to sleep, and I went on there and I started ordering a bunch of shit, like shopping is my bizarre nighttime activity. And I've got exciting things like cable management things and a SD card. I'm so excited. I'm so excited, guys. Can I just share that with everybody? This is my highlight.
Gareth, and when that package arrives, it's going to be like opening a gift and you're so excited. And hopefully, unlike the usual take a lot orders where you order like 3 small items and get the biggest box on earth, hopefully you get a box that's decently sized for everything. But the beauty of it is just opening it and being surprised. You know, every now and then you get a little surprise in that package. I've gotten tons of surprises in my take a lot packages. They always throw in a little something that they're promoting.
We'll see. Maybe I ordered something useful. At least I didn't spend a whole ton of money, but I did buy some completely unnecessary shit. George says, and rightly so, this sounds like a lot of effort, Mash, and a huge amount of energy with all these screenshots and things just to prove to someone that they're flaky. I kind of agree. True. I mean, I like the idea of punishing them so that when they eventually go, oh, why didn't you invite me? You send them like 10 screenshots in a row of them letting you down. But do you have to do screenshots, or you could just go back in their messages and prove it that way?
Just forward them their own messages. I think that's actually much easier. Right. But yeah, such people need to just be reminded of why you stopped inviting them to things.
I don't even go that far. I just don't care. I'm like, I've gotten to that point now where if I don't beg people to come out, it's like, I'll invite you once. You don't want to come? Don't have to. It's cool.
Yeah. And I have one friend who never makes it to anything, but whenever he's out, he texts me at like 11:30 PM, 11:30. He'll text me and be like, "Hey, we here, come through." And I'm like, "Hey, bro, I wasn't part of your plans. It's either I'm part of your plans or I'm not."
Or you were the backup. You were like, "Oh, well, if this person, then we'll invite Mash as like the backup plan," which I think is so rude.
It is the rudest thing on earth.
If I get the feeling that I was invited at the last minute and that you actually wanted someone else there and I was just the backup plan, there's no chance I'll come. I don't care how cool the thing is.
No. And also, if people say I'll let you know, I'll see, it's a no.
Like, it's I always say that.
Don't like, just tell me outright. Yeah. Don't give me this thing of I might come, because you know what? That's not for me.
Because I like receiving the same energy that I put out. So whenever I'm invited to anything, I'm always like, yes, let's go. Yes, yes. Or I'll just straight up be like, I can't make it. I have something else happening that day. So when it comes to these friends, whenever I bring something up, hey, I saw a special on Hypeli on massages or something. And they're like, I'll see. I'm like, look, it's a no. Don't even bother.
What did you say there? Hypeli?
Yes, Hypeli.
What's Hypeli?
It's an app that I use. It has all kinds of specials. Look, if you're listening right now, you should get this app. This app, I'm plugging you guys right now. This app basically has specials.
Like if it isn't blood cleanser, it's some some secret massage site where people come around to your house and give you sexual pleasure. Is that what that is?
No, Hypeli is actually an app for where like there's deals and specials and promotions that most companies actually put on. So restaurants actually have specials that they run on Hypeli. For example, there's some restaurants that have for 99 Rand, you can get two breakfasts with two coffees for 99 Rand. And these are specials that I always, 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 always run to. They're always my first option. So on a Saturday, I'll just text one of my close friends, and just be like, look, there's a special on breakfast at some other restaurant, 99 bucks, breakfast for two coffees. Let's go.
Maybe if I did that instead of buying like stupid shit on Takealot, then I would be excited by my purchases. I'd be like, oh, well, look, I got this amazing breakfast. I'm looking forward to going for this breakfast. Wouldn't that be cool? Much better.
Exactly. Yeah. Hypeli has all kinds of even activities and spas and like yoga sessions on promotion. Also getaways. You can actually get getaways on promotion on this app as well. It has all kinds of activities, sip and paint. You can actually book a sip and paint for you and like six other friends, and you just pay a once-off fee. So the prices are really low. But everything is top tier. There's even like Airbnbs and hotels and.
Mash, you sound like a walking billboard this morning.
He does. He should advertise. I should actually, when we have Mash on the show, I should force him to pay.
But please, this app.
He's probably promised them. He's probably said to them, "Yeah, guys, when I'm on the show, I'll mention this."
Give me this getaway for a weekend, and I promise you, I'm on the show every week.
Someone will see Mash like loading up on stuff in a shop and just putting it all and then going to the counter, and they give it all to him for free. And then people are like, well, how does he do that? He gets on the show and he just plugs shit the whole time.
But he does it so subtly that we haven't noticed for the longest time until today.
And this morning,
someone was actually saying to me, well, my significant other was actually saying to me, because they come to my place and they always ask me, where'd you get this? I'm like, oh, this brand sent it. Oh, where'd you get that? Oh, that brand sent it. Yeah. And they're like, wait, you're basically living for free. I'm really not. I'm living on promotions. I police the plug.
Two quick things. First of all, George Meany, after a show last week, we were talking about coffee and all the rest of it, and we were comparing like which coffee beans. Turns out we buy exactly the same brand, and it's really good stuff. So we were talking about like Guatemalan, I think it's from Guatemala. And it's this packet that you get from Checkers. So we both buy the same thing, which is pretty cool. Cause you know, George is well known for being, George is not a man who would buy bullshit. So we both end up buying this while we're plugging products. And
I like it.
It's good, right? Exactly the same coffee. But then I woke up yesterday. So maybe, you know, maybe George is also the guy to go to for like cures for the common cold or whatever. I want to know if there's anyone who has anything for like a head cold, because I woke up suddenly yesterday morning and we've got this event tomorrow, which I have to be in good form for. And I woke up yesterday morning. I mean, you saw Ryan. I was like sneezing and clearing my throat the whole time. I've definitely got something. I just want to get rid of it before tomorrow. So apart from like these outrageous, I don't want to drink whatever Mash is telling me to drink. So I thought if someone else has a better idea, I'll take advice from someone to me. I'll take advice from a sangoma in the audience before I'll take advice from Mash on like what to drink or eat to take, you know, away a cold.
Gareth, all I can say is Lebang's sick, you're sick, I'm not. That's all I can say.
I know.
It tells you something, you know? Clean your blood.
All right. We got ginger tea with honey being prescribed here by Dr. Ann.
I was literally waiting for that to come through. And isn't it with lemon as well?
Conga Chris says just take a whole bunch of cocaine.
It's a sobering drug.
That works. Yeah.
Here we go. Carenzas and a Amiprodol before bed. Mm-hmm. That's also a good one.
You see, I've got this concoction that I take whenever I feel like I'm getting sick. I don't know if it works or not, but I'm convinced it does. I literally pop in one glass, I pop a Baraka, and then this, like a slow mag. And then I also take like a bunch of, vitamins and stuff like that to try and kill it at once. If I even feel like I'm slowly getting sick, I'll just mix all of that stuff into like a glass and just down it one time.
Look, that actually works.
And the Carenza as well. Yeah.
Yeah. My go-to whenever I feel something coming up is always, a Baraka in mid lemon. And then I just take some immunity vitamin gummies.
Yeah. I know it's a bit of a weird comment, but I do see the logic in it.
You just put them all together in one glass, guys, and then you're sorted. You'll feel amazing. And then also some Zimplex. Zimplex is good as well.
Do you do the shot of ginger thing? Like, because I know at Woolworths they have those like ginger shots.
I like that. I like that stuff. Works.
That stuff is delicious. Yeah.
I don't know about delicious, but it's hard to get done. I'll tell you that.
Didn't you go to the Hartbeespoort Dam the other day?
Yeah, Fine. I did. I went on Sunday. I haven't been there in a while because as a kid, we used to go camping there all the time. And so we had a boat. You would go skiing and we'd have
anything to get away from the West Rand.
To be honest, I think the whole West Rand would go camping on the weekends. But we'd rock up there. There were a couple places we'd go, like Oberon was one of them. And so I went there on Sunday, right? And half the dam is covered in that hyacinth plant. I don't know if the government or municipality just let it go and they're not doing anything about it, or if the hyacinth is just spreading at an unbelievable rate. Like, it is by the dam wall, it is completely covered.
Oh, and it's disgusting.
Even towards that like Pekinwood sort of area.
Yeah.
Like on the dam, you cannot even get a boat on there. It is completely covered. And I'm just like, why have we let this beautiful place that everyone has so many good memories of why have we just let it go? You know,
it's covered in water.
No. So hyacinth is like, it's this plant that they put in a couple of years ago to try and take the algae out of the dam and try and make the water better. But the problem is it spreads to a point where it's out of control. It like just grabs onto any water to the point where boats can't even go into it.
Yeah, I know. So it's covered the whole dam. And now, you know, if you try and put a boat into it, then the boat's propeller actually gets caught up in all the hyacinth and you can't go anywhere. So it spoils everything. And apparently nothing eats it. Like, we can't find anything that is like a natural, you know, some kind of other plant or animal or whatever that would eat this shit. So it's just proliferating and there's nothing you could do about it. It's spread like wildfire. So the Hartbeespoort Dam is an absolute disaster. And there's no way that municipality, because it's in the northwest, and they don't know where to start to try and sort it out. Apparently, you know, because there are a lot of people who have money on the Hartbeespoort Dam. There are a lot of people who've got holiday houses and so on. They've been trying to find things, putting chemicals in the dam. Nobody seems to know what to do about this stuff, and it's gross. And
what? It's literally going to cost millions. It's going to cost millions and millions of rands to get it done because it's going to take so much time. You have to remove it completely, and it's been years since they put that damn plant in.
So there's no animal that they could possibly deploy to just eat this plant?
No.
Nothing will eat it. It's disgusting.
And it also just makes the water like smell. And I feel sorry for property owners. Mm. I feel sorry for the community around there because this attraction that people would drive out of their way for is suddenly something that people can't use.
Sure.
It takes money out of the area. And I mean, they've really jacked up the area. When I was driving around there this weekend, they've got some nice restaurants there now. They've got, and now it's just the whole dam's depleted. And they even used to do like those boat cruises where you could just pay money and the music.
You can't
and
drinks do it.
Nope.
I'd scream.
It's so sad. And I used to love that place. Hartbeespoort Dam, they have like, they have these other restaurants there. They have like a place called French Toast where it's got like an Eiffel Tower where people go and put locks on bridges, and they've got a windmill restaurant, and it's like such a cool place, but it just sucks to see the dam in such a state. And I don't know who to blame though, because is it the municipality? Is it just we can't afford it? Like what's the, you know?
You seem to know it pretty well, Ryan.
Yeah. Like I said, we actually belonged to a caravan club back in the day. So we would go to all of these different dams. We'd go to Loskop Dam, and we had so much fun as kids. And I'm so grateful my parents did that because we got to be outside and, you know, have a lot of fun and be with
How disappointed they would be that you just eat McDonald's now. I mean, they'd just be
Popeye. Yeah. They'd be very disappointed. Do they know that when you leave home in the morning after eating your veggies, you just default back to default settings?
Oh, again, Matt, main character syndrome. Like, says the guy who's drinking the blood cleanser and going to parties where he takes off all of his clothes. I mean, would your parents be thrilled to hear all of that stuff?
They would not.
No. Also, like when we were camping, we used to do poiki competitions. Those were so nice. Like each family would have to make a poiki. And then at the end of the night, we had like four or five families sort of in a circle. And then
Were you raised by gypsies? What's the
poiki competition? I was like, what?
No, it's like, so much like fun.
It's like a circle of families and they all look after the kids together. And I mean, geez, wow.
The best poiki.
No, can I tell you what? We'd literally get home on a Friday and then my dad would get home early from work. We'd pack up the caravan and then drive an hour or two. And belonging to that club, you had to I think it was once or twice a month, you'd go to a different location with the whole club. And they would inspect your caravan, and it was a lot of fun. And my uncles would pull up.
Who would inspect your caravan? The other caravan owners?
So the owners of the club, because if they found a fault in your caravan, they'd make the owner of the caravan, so the guy, wear a dung beetle hat for the weekend.
So, oh my god!
Like
this sounds
there was
horrible.
One guy who wore it all the time, because his caravan was always terrible. And then there was one weekend where my uncle actually broke his jockey wheel. And somebody reported him, and he had to wear the dung beetle hat around the club. It was so funny.
And then you guys found this funny?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what they do for entertainment on the West Rand. The West Rand is so horrible that you would rather spend your weekend in a house on wheels than go to your actual West Rand neighbors. Look, that's how bad it is.
Gareth, I realized this after Ryan told us about the wedding he went to last week where people are wearing Vans shoes. The deco was grapes. Yeah, the deco was literally grapes. After that, I realized that something. Nothing's going right that side.
Camping West Grand is rough. Is probably one of the most fun things you could do. Like it is. It was I hated the Sunday school. I never ever went to Sunday school because they'd have like a Sunday school for the kids. I would never ever go to that. But other than that, it was pretty fun.
Of course you wouldn't. You're very concerning, Ryan. Very concerning stuff.
Bash, trust me. You have to. Have you gone camping before?
I have in grade six for our prefect camp.
And how was it?
It was terrible. I really hated it. It wasn't my vibe at all. I did enjoy the activities though, like the obstacles with mud and all of that. But apart from that, I saw no other reason to be there.
Gareth, no, you've gone camping before, right?
Not a fucking chance.
Yeah.
Really? Ryan, I am, what you just described now is my idea of what hell is going to be like if I'm a bad person in this life and I get sent straight to hell, is caravans, everybody sitting in a circle, handing out dung beetle hats, sitting in a campsite toilet, going on a, like someone packing the caravan for a holiday. It's just my idea of absolute hell. My brothers.
I'm shocked you haven't even gone caravan once.
Nobody should be doing that.
Or like camping once.
I promise.
Would even buy caravans.
Listen.
Well, now I wouldn't buy a caravan. But...
No. Listen, I know people who've had a great time in their childhood doing all of this. You sound like you had a lot of fun too. So let's not knock it for everybody. For me, worst possible way to spend a holiday. I would hate every second of it. And there's only there's maybe one thing that's worse than a caravan holiday. And that would be one of those like tent camp holiday things people pack their own, they pack their own little tent and then they go into the bush and they all, and they shit in like a hole in the ground and they don't have running water or electricity and everything's dirty. You know, I used to get invited to like these music festivals when I was still DJing in music radio and they'd say, you got to come. It's going to be great. All these bands are playing and everybody gets super drunk and people end up having sex with this complete strangers in tents. I was like, you just don't get, this is exactly the opposite of what I would want to do for a holiday.
Let me tell you my idea of fun, Ryan. Okay. This past weekend, I went to go see Kelly Kumalo live and that's my idea of fun. It was such an experience. I had so much fun. We were dancing. We were shaking these asses. We were just having so much fun. But on the way there, or rather, well before I headed there, I realized that I'd want to drink and have fun at this concert. So I'm going to take an Uber. I was at my aunt's house in Springs and there's no Ubers available. So
it was an Emperor's, right? So
yes, it was at Emperor's Palace. So there was no Ubers available. So I had to, download Bolt. And then I ended up taking a Bolt.
You are brave, sir. You are brave. Wow.
I am. At 7 p.m., I'm taking a Bolt. I was terrified. The Bolt arrives and this guy is just quiet. He doesn't speak. He doesn't say anything.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm also quiet. And the whole time, I actually turned on my Google Maps and put my phone on silent. Because I was like, he better not take a wrong turn. One wrong turn and I'm jumping out of this car. So it was a terrifying experience. But the concert itself was amazing.
I tell you, this friend of mine, he took a Bolt from the airport once and then he got out at the destination and the guy drove away with his bags.
Ah.
I see. That sounds typical Bolt to me.
Yeah. Bolt is shady. Bolt is shady. You guys are saying I'm promoting brands. Not now. Mm-mm. And it's a thing of even the drivers, some of the drivers are even terrified themselves because it's like a cycle.
A few questions here from Slippery Pickle says, Ryan, did you guys park the caravans in a lager?
I don't know what that is.
What's a lager?
A lager is what the Voortrekkers used to park there. They'd put all their ox wagons in a circle so that if they were attacked, then they could shoot out of the circle like at Blood River.
Oh.
So all the women.
Oh.
Like it sounds like almost caravans have taken the place of ox wagons for some people. G will only do glamping, says Steve. What's that? That's like glamorous camping where they have those 5-star tents and, you know, they've got built-in plumbing.
Yes. Okay, in Botswana.
I could probably do that. That sounds good.
That sounds good.
Congo Chris says, you city slickers are too soft. Camping and bushcraft is a vital skill. Not only do you learn about nature, but you learn about yourself. The world is the way it is because people don't camp anymore. Ooh.
Thank you, Congo Chris.
Congo Chris.
Okay, so I guess we're going to do a Cliff Central camp, everyone. Going to do a Cliff Central camp. The team is going camping and we're going to live in tents. Going to live in tents for a weekend.
Count me out. Just yesterday, Rena and I were at lunch with one of our friends who's also a client. And we were sitting talking to him. And she again, I brought up how I hate team building and stuff because I'm just no good at that stuff. She says she will never, ever do any kind of a team building thing if I'm involved. She'll take all of you to like a team building thing. But if I'm there, she's not interested because I am the worst person to have at a team building.
I'm not going to lie to you. I hate team building as well. I enjoy the camping thing because you just get to sit around and chat shit and make a fire and do all that fun stuff. But team building, not my thing.
Well, tough luck because I've actually been planning a team building activity.
Oh, really?
Wow, well, you must have enjoy you? It.
I've been planning one for quite some time now.
I'm gonna force Ryan to go. I think I'm gonna insist that Ryan is there, and otherwise we're gonna we'll set up punishment for him at the office. But I'm not going. I would be.
Gareth, if I'm going, then you coming with
Ryan? For the good of the planet, you don't want me in a team building. I get super destructive and horrible. I'm just an absolute nightmare at those things. You know, they used to force us to go to them when I worked at both Prime Media and at the SABC. They'd force us to go to these things, and I would make people cry. It was just a disaster. You don't want me there, I promise. Yeah. It's really not a good idea.
Sure. All right, Ryan.
I do the opposite of team building. I undermine the team. I go out of my, it's like destructive in the extreme. It's horrible. I'm not proud of it.
You guys are so shit at what you do. You can't build this.
You can't build this. You can't do anything.
I ruin everything. Don't want me there. All right. Well, it's already 7 o'clock. We've got a great interview coming up in the next couple of minutes. So stick around for that. We're going to introduce you to a guy who's been on the show before, so we don't have to introduce you, but he's a really interesting dude to talk to. His name is Chris Wyatt. He's a retired US military, US Army colonel, and he's got some really interesting perspectives on South Africa. He's been watching South Africa for a long time. He kind of pays attention to what we're up to here in terms of news, and he spends a lot of time in South Africa, so he's a good guy to talk to. And we've got about an hour's discussion with him coming up next. Stick around for that. Mash and Ryan and I will be back for the show again next week, Wednesday, but we'll be on tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. bright and early. Stick around. We're going to get to Chris Wyatt. That's coming up next. CliffCentral.com.